Live from the NEI studios in the heart of Boston, Massachusetts, it's Late Night Liam with Liam Stryker. On tonight's show, we're talking the Academy Awards, from Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper's steamy performance to some shocking award winners. We're covering it all right here on Late Night Liam. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the star of the show, Liam Stryker.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome into another edition of Late Night Liam. I am your host, Liam Stryker, joined as always by the one and only, the lovable, the huggable, the incomparable Bill Neville. How are you doing, my friend?
Good, Liam. How you doing, man?
Doing all right. Doing okay. It has been a week. It's been a week since we've done this show, both metaphorically and literally. man, so much has happened. I had to get my car fixed.
Ooh, that's never fun.
Never fun. Never fun. And I realized that I did, like, I thought I was taking better care of that car than I actually was.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because...
How bad was it?
Oh, like, it wasn't bad to fix it, but, like, I had realized that for the past, like, 4 months, I had just been listening to the radio super loud.
Oh, okay, so you didn't notice all the sounds.
And so, like, I was like, no, I'm going to drown out the sounds with the sound of music.
Oh, and the hills were alive.
And sports talk radio.
Oh.
That's what I'm going to do. And it was a, it was bad. And I didn't realize just how bad it was until they fixed it and it didn't make noise anymore.
Oh, that's good.
And I was like, wow.
What was the damage?
You know what? I went to I drive a Ford. I drive a sweet Ford Focus.
Ford.
And so I had
Ford Tough.
I had a couple of recalls that needed to be taken care of. So I brought it into them because I was like, I need to know what the damage is going to actually be before I bring it to a mechanic.
Sure, yeah.
And then it's one of those like, yeah, I brought it to you, and it's going to be more expensive than I thought it was going to be.
It's always way more expensive than the dealership.
And so the dealership, they come back at me. They come back at me, and it's like, it's going to be $1,000.
Nope.
And I'm like, oh, no, thank you. Nope. And so then I brought it to like my mom's mechanic, and she was just like, I'll call the guy, and he's... great to me, and he'll be great to you.
Is your mom's mechanic one of the Golden Girls?
Yeah, they are. It's Blanche.
Oh, good.
Yeah, go figure, right?
Figured it'd be B. Arthur.
Yeah.
She's pretty tough.
Yeah, you'd think. But no, Blanche. But
wow.
But I brought it in, and they were like, yeah, that thing that they told you was not correct.
Oh, of course it wasn't.
It wasn't correct, and it's way less expensive than you thought it was going to be.
Unbelievable.
It's going to be like $350 as opposed to $1,000.
Yeah, right?
So then... that happened, and then I needed two tires. So I adulted like crazy, crazy hard.
Gross.
But there was also some other stuff that happened. The movie show had its second episode on North Shore 104.9.
Yeah, that's pretty exciting,
which
man.
Is pretty, pretty exciting.
And a new sponsor?
Yeah, we locked in a new sponsor, so we can like officially kind of talk about that now. So Showcase Cinemas is now officially sponsoring the... that movie show.
It's really exciting.
It's really exciting. You know, it kind of, and not to travel deep down this weird rabbit hole, but just kind of like a little bit of a behind the scenes thing. It just kind of proves just how supportive other things are than pro wrestling.
Oh my God, I know.
You know what I mean? Like, we've done two episodes of that movie show for North Shore 104.9 and Showcase Cinemas, which is a national movie theater chain, was just like, what? Here's money. Go talk about how awesome movies are and just say Showcase Cinemas a bunch of times. And like, yeah, we have like one of those apps that you can just like go see movies and here, take it. Yeah. We want you to have fun at our thing and talk about how awesome our stuff is.
Yep.
And it's just like, holy crap. If WWE just would get the goddamn picture.
Yeah.
Because it's like, hey, we want to interview your talent because we want to say, oh my God, you guys are awesome and you should talk about how awesome you are and you're awesome for this company, right? And then WWE just turns around and goes, nah. You know what? I'm gonna go talk to ESPN, who don't give a fuck about us, and I'm gonna pay them a bunch of money to be like, hey, I hey, DX is going to be in the WWE Hall of Fame. And then
do you want to break the news, even though we're the source?
Yeah, do you want to break the news for this fictional made-up television show?
That cracks me up so much.
That's the dumbest part
about it. When WWE tweets out, as first reported by ESPN, right. It's like, where'd they get that?
Yeah, well, yeah,
they didn't get it from Dave Meltzer. They got it from you.
You told them. This is a fictional, made-up nonsense that you're telling them. It would sound stupid if you were to go to, like, the news and be like, breaking news, Walter White arrested. It's like, what? That's a fictional character
before the episode airs.
Yeah, that's a fictional character on a fictional TV show where they do fake things.
Where literally nobody else knows this news except for you.
Except for you. You made it. And so, but then it's like, and then you just look at the comments on an ESPN type page.
Right.
Where it's like, ugh, fake.
Why are you covering this crap?
Yay. Why are you covering this? And it's just like, Christ almighty, guys. Christ almighty. And then we turn around and you're like, I'll tweet out a picture and you can go to my Instagram and like, or my Twitter and see the actual picture. But it's like, I went into this radio station and they pulled up a graphic and it was like that movie show logo next to the 104.9 logo and the showcase logo. It's like, oh, this is really fun that everybody cares about everything we're doing.
We chose the wrong industry.
We chose the wrong industry. Like, Christ, every time that I watch a DSNY newscast, I think,
love Jack.
Jack is awesome. Jack is awesome. We've talked to him on multiple occasions, and he's just a great guy. But every single time that I see him, it's just like, wow, you started doing your thing
A year ago.
You're already huge.
You got 100,000 subscribers on YouTube.
Yeah. To the point where you just go to Disney World.
Because people care about it.
Because people care about
it. Disney cares about him.
And Disney supports him.
Correct.
You know what I mean? It's like, that's the thing. It's like, we do this show, I do the movie show, we do the wrestling show, we do all the shows, Bill.
Yeah.
We do all the shows.
Yeah.
And I don't have any more time to get a Disney show off the ground.
Right.
But goddamn, man, if we just started a Disney show, they'd be like, oh yeah, sure. What do you want? You just want to be let into this thing and say how awesome it is? Yeah, get your ass over here. Get your ass over here, because we're the House of Mouse and we print money, bitches. Because that's what I imagine the CEOs at Disney.
It's unbelievable.
It's just like, what? You want to talk positively about this thing that we do?
Oh, yeah.
Get your ass over here.
Come on into the happiest place on Earth and the most magical place on Earth.
What? You want to talk about how awesome Star Wars Land is going to be?
Come on in.
And you're going to get everybody jealous because, really, we're just going to let you in for free and you're going to be like, wow, this place is awesome. And then we're going to be like, we know. And then you're going to tell everybody and everybody's going to be like, I want to go.
And then thousands of other people are going to be like, I want to go there.
Right. You know what I mean? And it's like, yeah, do you know how valuable that is? Because by letting in three people, they're going to get like $1 billion freaking dollars.
Right.
Whereas like WWE, it's just like, nah.
Nah. Go away. Oh, Sam Roberts, you want somebody else? And only you? For some reason?
For some reason, only you. We hate Dave Meltzer. We hate Dave. It's just like, oh, God. Mickey Mouse says, we print money, bitches. That's exactly what Mickey Mouse says.
Yeah.
Mickey Mouse just sits around and goes, oh, boy. Oh, boy. I print money, bitches. I see green. Yeah, right. But that's, God, it just drives me up a goddamn wall.
Yep.
Drives me up a goddamn wall, Bill Neville.
I hear you, buddy.
You know what I mean? Like, and even in dealings with other wrestling promotions.
Yeah.
Dealing with other wrestling promotions. I've been in conversation, and I can't talk about it, but I've been in contact with another wrestling promotion that is a company in North America. And like, they just like saw a video and they were like, yo, you want to like do that for us? And it's just like, God damn it, pal. God damn it.
There are emails going back and forth.
Like,
it's happening.
It's like, Christ, man. WWE. Why? Why? We, for the, like, is it because Gary's Garage podcast is like,
yes,
everybody sucks?
Yes.
And
that's exactly why.
And that's why you don't. So you just make a blanket statement as opposed to like positive shows that care about your message.
Because they
product.
Don't care enough to listen.
Yeah, they don't. They don't. It's really upsetting. It really makes me sad.
Whatever.
It really makes me sad. But something that kind of makes me sad, but doesn't make me sad is the Academy Awards.
What, Green Book winning Best Picture?
Yeah, that basically that. Look, here's the deal. I love Mahershala Ali.
I just kicked over a space heater. Hold on.
Yeah. Oh my God. Bill's gonna start a fire. That's what he's doing right now in the studio.
It's always burning since the world's been turning.
We didn't start the fire. Yeah. Oh God. I love Billy Joel.
Me too. I want to go to Fenway to see Billy Joel.
Yeah. What is he? He's like 15 consecutive sellouts.
Something like that.
Something
yeah.
ridiculous.
He has a residency at Madison Square Garden.
Yeah. Like, of course he does.
Hell has that.
Yeah, it's weird. It's Billy Joel. Billy Joel has that.
Correct. That's the answer.
So the Academy Awards happened this past Sunday. Did you get a chance to sit down and watch?
I did, actually. I started watching it late, but rewound it, watched the beginning, and then right through, skipped the commercials and stuff.
Yeah. The lack of host thing was overblown and kind of stupid.
Yeah.
I really wish that they just kind of... I kind of wish when they started the show that, like, Tina Fey, Amy Poehler, and Maya Rudolph just... Like, that was what we did, right? They came out, and it was a set group of people, and they all did a bit, and then they just did all the presentations, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, just instead of bringing up new people and stuff, and I think it would have been better if it was just that group.
Sure.
But I also think that it would have been even better if it was the Muppets.
God, that would have been awesome.
The Muppets just should have hosted the Oscars.
That would have been so much fun.
We don't have that kind of fun in Hollywood.
No, God, no.
Not at the Academy Awards.
Not in Hollywood.
So, like, here's the thing. Here's my opinion on the Academy Awards. And we didn't really touch on it, but you should listen to that movie show. So now we're dropping two episodes a week. We dropped already A Star Is Born. That one's already up, so you can listen to that. It's probably right below this one on your podcasting apps. And then... on Saturday, after it airs on North Shore 104.9, we will be posting the 30-minute news and rumors version of that movie show, which is a completely different show, and you should definitely check it out. But we didn't really kind of touch on this aspect of it. I don't really like what the Oscars have become over the past few years. I feel like it's far more of a big publicity cash grab than it is... actually a celebration of the art of the film.
You're right.
Just because, and we talk about it, where Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse wins Best Animated Feature.
Right.
And that's what it needs, because in order for that movie to now make more money, it now gets to swing around, pun intended, that it's the Best Animated Feature. Right. It won the Academy Award for Best Animated Feature. Right. And so now the... Black Panther gets to now say it won a bunch of awards, so it's what did they have? Five, I think. Five.
Did they win five?
I think it was. It's either three or five.
Was there some of the ones that were not televised?
Maybe, because
they won two on TV, right?
Two on TV.
It was costume design and set design, right?
So maybe they only won two. I thought they won one more.
I'm not sure.
But anyway, so they're two-time Academy Award winning,
right.
Black Panther.
Yeah.
So now that gets more money because it. You know, A Star Is Born, right? Wins Best Song, because that's the most important thing for that movie, for now it to make more money, because this is the song from the Academy Award winning, and so you're going to see it.
Yeah.
Rami Malek wins Best Actor so that he can now say the best actor was in Bohemian Rhapsody, right? And then Green Book wins.
Yep.
Oh, Roma wins Best Foreign Language because that's basically its equivalent of Best Picture, right? So now you're going to go seek it because it's the best foreign language film. And then Green Book wins because it's like, well, Green Book needs to make a little bit more money. And if it now has the Best Picture nod with it, people are going to go seek it out,
right?
People are going to go seek it out. People are going to go see it. And that's where I think... the problem is with the Academy is that it's a bunch of makeup calls and it's a bunch of decisions like that, as opposed to...
Feels like they're trying to please everybody.
Yeah, they're trying to please everybody, but try to also like make sure everybody gets a piece of their pie.
Sure, yeah.
Right? You're going to get a piece of the Oscar pie because while Star is Born or Bohemian Rhapsody or Black Panther may have been better films and probably more deserving of the Best Picture win... Yeah, you look at it as a Green Book. You look at it as we had to give it a Green Book so that they can end up making their money.
Sure.
And I don't know. It feels like it's lost a little bit of its shine, to me, at least personally.
Well, it feels like one of those out of nowhere award winners too. Sort of like what was that the Adrian Brody movie that won like 10 years ago?
Yeah, what was it? Crash? No.
No. The Pianist.
The Pianist.
That won Best Picture or something,
yeah.
Right?
Yes,
and,
it did.
And nobody had seen it at the time.
Yep.
And it feels like one of those just sort of like, here, we're going to give you a boost type deals.
Right. This is the movie. It's your turn. This is your movie.
Right.
And you're right. And I just don't, I'm not a big fan of it.
Because A Star Is Born is going to be fine without it. You know, Black Panther is going to be fine without it. Bohemian Rhapsody was fine without it.
Yeah, all these movies were fine without it, but it needed to win the, you know, it needed to win.
Yeah, for relevancy purposes.
Yeah, you know, and that's the tough part.
Right.
That's the tough part that I don't like about it. I wish that I'm glad the Academy ended up going with the right thing and not eliminating those categories.
Sure, yeah.
But it shows you where their heads are at, yeah. Right? Because it's not a celebration of movies anymore if you're going to eliminate cinematography, editing, and costumes. And
sure,
makeup.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's,
you know what I mean?
Ridiculous.
Like, the Lady Gaga song, while it seemed like they were going to have sex right after that curtain dropped, that didn't need to be a performance that we needed to have, you know, in the televised, in if we're doing an award show.
Sure.
So I don't know. It's just, it's tough. It's really tough. I wish that it would get back to a little bit more prominence.
Yeah, no, I'm with you, and you're the big movie guy, and if you feel that way and you feel that strongly about it, then, you know, I'm right there with you.
Yeah. So hopefully next year they'll change. I do think that the most important thing about the whole shebang has to be Heath Ledger got nominated so that it can prove that comic book movies have legitimate acting in them.
Right.
Now, Black Panther wins a couple of Academy Awards to prove that these aren't just comic book movies, but they're actually great cinematic movies. It gets nominated for Best Picture to prove that it can be done. And I think it's all leading up to Endgame next year winning, because it's going to break every box office record in the world.
You don't
world.
Think there'll be some sort of twist that they hold on to again? Like
I don't
Infinity
think
War?
So. I don't think so, because you don't necessarily need it. You don't necessarily need to hold anything close to the vest, because look, here's the deal. Maybe they do, and maybe they shock everybody. But the idea that there's another equally big twist at the end where everybody loses and dies, that's highly unlikely. And it'll be very interesting to see where we go from there, if that is the case.
Sure, yeah. And listening live, we have Airbender 56,
yeah,
who says, at least I heard about 75% of the Best Picture nominees this year. And that's a good point, because last year when I was watching the Academy Awards, and I'm looking at the list right now, it was The Shape of Water, Darkest Hour, Phantom Thread, Three Billboards, The Post, Call Me By Your Name, Lady Bird. And the only two I had heard of or even seen was Dunkirk and Get Out.
Right.
And, you know, that's a really good point. I had heard of most of the Best Picture nominees this year. So I guess that's kind of a step in the right direction.
It is. I do think that there needs to be a middle ground, right? Your idea of making a popular movie category, while like your mentality is in the right place to be able to nominate these things like Star Wars and Avengers and Black Panther and all these high budget, like, good movies that everybody goes and sees. That's wrong, right? Like, you shouldn't segregate it to be like, these are good movies, but they're only good movies because of the popular vote. And it's like, no, these are, at the end of the day, and you were right there with me,
yep,
right? We sat across a table from William Regal.
Yeah.
And William Regal said something that resonates to me, and it speaks more than just pro wrestling. And, you know, Jay says to him, wow, you were such a good pro wrestler. And he goes, no, I wasn't. And he goes, why do you say that? And he goes, because nobody ever went to see me.
I never drew a dime.
At the end of the day, I'm there to entertain people. And if people aren't there to see me entertain them, then I'm not the best at anything.
Sure.
And I believe that in cinema, right? I believe that at the end of the day, you're making a movie because you want people to see it. And I know I went to film school, right? So I know that there are people out there that are going to go, but Liam, it's my art and I don't care. And it's like, you know what? Go fuck yourself, because you're a goddamn liar. You're a goddamn liar, because if I could tell you that you can make a million movies that nobody will see and you'll never make a dollar off of it, right, would you still do that? Or if I tell you you're going to make three movies and you're going to make $1 billion, which one do you want?
Right? Absolutely the latter.
Everybody's going to take the $1 billion, man.
Right.
Because you're still going to get to do what you love. You're going to be able to create your movie, but you're going to have to you know, make it to entertain people. Because if nobody sees you paint anything, yeah, you can still be a painter and you can do it for the love of painting, but you're a hobbyist.
Right.
You're not a professional.
Correct.
And that's the difference. You know, that's the difference. And that's stupid that if, you know, you need to have that as a part of the Best Picture conversation, is that everybody, I don't know a single person except for some counterculture asshole that was like, I'm not seeing Avengers Infinity War.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, there are people that are like, yeah, I haven't seen any of them. I don't care. Right? And that's fine. But everybody fucking saw that movie. Right. Everybody saw that
There's
movie.
Billions of people that saw
right.
that movie.
It's like, you're a liar. Yeah. You're a liar.
Right.
Right? And so it's the same thing where it's like, yeah, man, maybe that's not the only criteria, but if the idea is to make something to entertain people, and that's the goal of cinema, and that's always been the goal of cinema, then, yeah, that's got to be a factor in the Best Picture. Because the movie that drew the most, that made the most money, was Black Panther. That was the best movie of the year out of those nominees.
Sure.
The best movie of the year was Infinity War.
Right.
But we don't talk about that. You know, that's... And it's just unfortunate. It's unfortunate that the Academy kind of gets in their own way, you know, kind of gets in the old in its own way when it says that it's going to segregate those type of categories because they're not different.
Right.
They're not different. They're a different, you know, they're no different than Bohemian Rhapsody sure. is to A Star is Born, you know. The other thing, too, is that I wish Bradley Cooper got a Best Directing nomination.
That seems like kind of a highway robbery.
Yeah. It was. You know, I think it's because the guy that was the rich douchey jerk in Wedding Crashers, yeah, he can't actually direct a movie. You know what I mean? And that movie, A Star is Born, this is the fourth time it's been made, right? At least under this title.
Sure.
In the United States. And it feels different than all of them. You know what I mean? And that's to make that movie a movie that you, if you listen to The Star is Born, we talk about it and I mention it. The beats are the same. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, he goes to the award show and embarrasses her at the award show. The executive then, you know, goes, hey, you got to stop it. And, you know, he ends up crashing or killing himself somehow and
right,
dying. And,
right.
And then she ends up having like an emotional moment where, you know, she introduces herself as his wife. Right. Boom, boom, boom. That's basically how it is. That's the entire fucking movie. It's the movie since Barbara Streisand did it. Right.
You right.
Know? And for him to make it feel real and feel like his own and still get me there, even though I know it's coming, that takes directing. That takes execution.
Sure.
You know?
Any major shockers to you at the ceremony?
Green Book.
I mean, aside from Green Book. Really.
The biggest one has to be...
Rami Malek?
No, Rami Malek I kind of expected.
Did you?
Yeah, just because of the same thing where we talked about that it was his... It was logically his because Bohemian Rhapsody needed to win something.
Sure.
So it slots in there.
Well, they won two earlier in the night with...
The sound editing. Right, right. But they needed a big award, right?
I really thought that because they had kind of cleaned up at the Golden Globes that
right.
that Sunday would have been a Star is Born's night where Bradley Cooper was going to win Best Actor. But
yeah.
I was pretty shocked when Rami Malek won because I love that movie. So I was pumped. I yelled, whoa!
When
they announced it, it was like, holy crap, he won. Another one that was a sort of a smaller category that I was pretty shocked at was that First Man won Best Special Effects.
Yeah, you're wrong. You're wrong.
Yeah.
Academy Award, you're wrong. That is the wrong answer.
There's two movies in that category where the worlds don't even exist.
Right. The big thing is that did you see Thanos?
Yeah.
Yeah. That alone.
Yeah. Right.
The Thanos alone.
And everything that the Avengers and all them do.
Like, right.
Everything that Doctor Strange does with his hands and everything Tony Stark does with his suit and
right.
everything Spider-Man does with his suit. And, you know, everything they do is special effects.
Yeah.
And how on earth was First Man? And I saw First Man and I enjoyed First Man.
Yeah, it was fine.
But it wasn't a movie full of special effects.
Yeah, it was not. And the visual effects were way better I felt at no point did I feel like I was watching a cartoon.
Right.
Right.
And right.
So all of those worlds felt lived in, which is a testament correct. To how good those that CGI is.
Mm-hmm.
Probably the biggest shock to me was Olivia Colman.
Oh, yeah.
Winning.
Yeah.
Winning the best actor, best
actress.
You know, for The Favorite. I thought that it was Glenn Close because it was her turn. Nominated 7 times. Still hasn't won. To me, she's officially the Dan Marino of acting, right?
Has she not won an Oscar?
She has never won an Oscar. She's been nominated 7 really? Times. 7 times and never won. Wow. Lady Gaga, you know, also was equally deserving, but yeah, give it to Olivia Colman.
Yeah, very cool.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
I still want to see that movie.
That was shocking in an awesome way.
Yeah, and her speech was fantastic.
Because it was so real.
Yeah.
And that's the part of stuff that I would care. I care about is like, yeah, I'd love to, yes. Thank you. Thank you for doing that.
Yeah.
Because you feel real, and that's great.
Totally.
Rami Malek fell off the stage and almost fell into the orchestra pit.
I know.
Which is very, very funny.
Goofy little bastard.
Yeah, he is a goofy little bastard. I do like him. I'm trying to think of, like, there's something that he was in before Mr. Robot.
Really?
That he was, like, a bit player in, and I want to say it was How I Met Your Mother. And I'm going to try and look it up, but it's very funny because I'm like, you're that quirky little guy. Like Shane from Walking Dead is in an early episode of How I Met Your Mother.
Oh, is he really?
Yeah. He plays a guy named Carlos, and he's just at a party the entire time. Oh, you know who it is? That's what I was thinking of. Rami Malek is in Night at the Museum.
That's, I just saw that on IMDb. He's Achman Ra.
He is Achman Ra.
Yeah.
And that's who he is. I was like,
that's right.
I'm like, I know.
I love that movie.
I can't remember where you're from.
Yep.
But that's
it.
That's it. And it's very fun because he was so good in that. He's always been very good in everything that he's been in.
Yeah.
And so it's nice to see him kind of get his
that's a major dues. Boost for him.
You know, it's a major boost for him and a major boost for Mr. Robot, mm-hmm. you know?
Exactly.
So, we talked about it. He was the Pharaoh, right?
And, that's right. Yeah, it was Achman Ra.
And he was in Twilight as well, apparently.
Oh, was he really?
Yeah, he was in Twilight. So, you know, I like him. He was very deserving, you know, more so than anybody else. I think Jackson Maine should have also been in consideration because, you know, Bradley Cooper did a great job.
Sure.
And so there's that as well. I think that's basically it.
Yeah,
the only thing we haven't talked about is Green Book.
I never saw it, so I have nothing to add to that.
Yeah.
Did you see it?
I did, and it's fine. It's good. It's just not the best movie of the year. So, you know, sometimes they get it wrong, and they got it wrong this year. You know, it kind of felt like, I don't know, it felt like this was the makeup for screwing up Moonlight.
Okay.
That now announcement, which was like, that's weird. That's kind of weird.
Yeah.
But there it is. So there's one final thing that I want to touch on. Because,
yeah, what do you got?
Before we get on out of here, I finally picked up Kingdom Hearts 3.
Oh, fun.
It's very fun.
I saw you tweet something the other day about you were playing on Thunder Mountain or something.
Yeah. So one of the things that they added.
Please explain.
So one of the things that they added to this game was that you can build up like combos enough and basically attack people with rides from Disney parks.
What?
Yeah. So at one point in the game, you're fighting one of the Titans from Hercules.
Okay.
And you beat him up, and then all of a sudden you hit him in a certain way, and you're able to use Big Thunder Mountain as a like a ride, and like you're riding on the mine cart as it's like driving through the sky, and you basically get to shoot fireworks at it.
That's unbelievable.
And then another one is I got to beat up a bunch of people riding the teacups, and the Buzz Lightyear Space Ranger spin. Like shooting them with a gun.
So great.
It's been so much fun so far. I'm not far into it at all. But I'm thoroughly excited about this game.
That's really cool, man.
It's, you know, I've been waiting a long, long time for that game.
Yeah, was it 10 years?
12?
12 years.
12 years. So it's very exciting. I'm very excited to see where we go from here as I save the world from Heartless and all this other nonsense. And then we'll play it.
I'm looking forward to it.
So, do you have anything you want to add before we get on out of here?
I don't think so.
Go ahead and check out the main show tomorrow or tonight, depending on when you're listening to this. We have Todd Warbeard Hansen from half of the NXT Tag Team Champion War Raiders on to kind of talk about Connor's Cure, NXT, the Performance Center, and the cool little fact, we were his first interview since being on the NXT roster and in the Performance Center. Signed.
Pretty cool.
So that's pretty cool.
And we find out a very fun fact about Raymond Rowe, his tag team partner.
Yeah, here's the thing, guys, and I can't even put this isn't even like a big market tease. Like the fact about Raymond Rowe will shock you.
So between when this episode drops on iTunes and the Hansen interview airs, I will personally send you a New Age Insider t-shirt.
Oh, yes.
If you can tweet at Liam NAI, at Bill Neville NAI, what you think that hidden talent is from Raymond Rowe. And if you get it right,
if you get it right,
I will send you a t-shirt.
Yeah, I agree. That is 100%. You'll get a whole swag bag. we'll give like a sticker or something too.
Perfect.
But yeah, you get a whole swag bag. Tweet at Liam NAI, at Bill Neville NAI, and use the hashtag Row's Secret.
Okay.
Oh, Secret Row.
Ooh.
Secret Row. Ooh. Hashtag Secret Row. You can have a ton of guesses, Justin. I'm gonna say three. We're gonna max out on three.
Yeah.
Three per person.
No Airbender 56. It's not a figure it out thing. I am not Billy the Answer Head. I will not be really revealing any words.
Yeah, nope. That's it. That's the thing. Raymond Rowe.
It's a hidden talent that if you guess it, I will send you a shirt.
Yep. Swag bag. And I'll sign it.
Deal.
I'll sign the shirt. Why not?
Perfect.
Let's get on out of here. Thank you very much for tuning into this edition of Late Night Liam. I have been your host, Liam Stryker, joined as always by the one and only Bill Neville. You can find everything that we got going on at newageinsiders.com, which, together we are the premier place for fans of all kinds to do the stuff. But before I get to that, you got to follow me at Liam NAI, Bill Neville at Bill Neville NAI, the main account at New Age Insiders. Follow everything we got going on here at twitch.tv/NewAgeInsidersTV. Subscribe here, iTunes, Podomatic, Stitcher, Glork Normal, YouTube, everywhere we got to go.
Everything.
Sign up for the Patreon. Sign up for the Twitch Prime. We got a bunch of stuff going on. We got more fun video content. Everything's kind of coming on the way, right? And together, we are the premier place for fans of all kinds to connect, discuss, and to be heard.
Good night, everybody.